we have to define some very important terms. So I'm going to just identify, now these words, there are actually three words: authority, accountability, and responsibility. Those three words are very often converged, conflated, merged, and used interchangeably. And that's totally fine in a certain context, but for our purposes, and for the purpose of what I'm going to be teaching you, I'm actually going to make three very distinct meanings across those three words. So here's what I mean by each of those words. The first one is simply authority. Authority is the power to approve a direction, make a decision, or take an action. That's what authority is. Authority is fundamentally power and mandate. So someone who has that mandate, that's all that word means for us, authority. Second word I want to define is accountability. This is the person who is held to account for a particular outcome or result. So this is an important distinction. They may or may not have the authority to make certain decisions, but they are potentially held to account for certain kinds of outcomes. So that's important. But they also, the final distinction is this one, which is responsibility. This is someone who owns the initiation or execution of a process, action, or task. So let me just sort of sketch that out. I know that kind of seems a little like, okay, these are lots of jumbled words, but I'm going to try to tease out those distinctions a little bit more and give you some examples. So the first example is this. If you were to consider, for example, the relationship between responsibility and authority, one thing you want to know, first rule you want to know, is that those can be two separate things. It may not sound like they can be two separate things to have the authority and responsibility, but remember, the responsibility is merely the one who owns the action, to actually deliver the action, whereas the authority is the power to make a decision. So sometimes these things can be one and the same, sometimes they are not. So for example, a CFO, who chief financial officer, may have the power and the authority to determine the final budget amount for each department in an organization. In addition to that, they may also have the responsibility of overseeing the entire budgetary process. Now, in other organizations, that same CFO might have the responsibility of the budget process, but the authority resides with the CEO. And so the CEO isn't out trying to manage and organize the budgetary planning process. That's the CFO. That's their responsibility. But the ultimate authority is the CEO's authority to say yes or no to a budget. Now, it's different in every organization. That's just an example of how a responsibility and authority can be two separate things. Now, I'm going to sketch something very similar when we talk about responsibility and something else, which is accountability. So these two can also be separated, right? So the accountability is, are you accountable for the outcome or the result of something versus are you responsible for the action on that result? So a simple example of this might be the VP of marketing in an organization would have the responsibility to do the various actions of developing a brand in a company, but it's possible that maybe the CEO or the CMO, chief marketing officer, would say, you know what, ultimately I'm accountable for the results of the brand that you were responsible for delivering. Now, that's not always that case, but you can begin to see how different layers and different ways that organizations are designed, you can have different ways these words, authority, accountability, and responsibility, can all relate. Now, I want to be really clear on one thing, and this stuff may seem kind of obvious what I'm about to say, but I've seen it a mistake made so many times that I have to say it, which is this, that accountability and authority, they have to go hand in hand. So here's what I mean by that. So if you imagine for a moment, somebody has been given a great deal of accountability. There's a certain element of their work that they're accountable for. The authority has to match that accountability. So I was in an organization and I was helping design something. And one of the things I noticed was there was all kinds of tension and frustration and conflict and issues going on in the organization. And it was related to the fact that one of the leaders had been given authority over an area where he had no accountability. And so the people who were accountable for it were very frustrated because they were like, wait a minute, that guy's got all of the authority and none of the accountability. And so that's a really key design. Now, you may remember way back in module 2, when I talked about hard conversations, I gave you a story of me and another guy who were at the same level in an organization, and the CEO assigned me the task, both the responsibility and the authority, but not the accountability. And that made the my counterpart, who was given all the accountability, but none of the responsibility or the authority, and it made for huge problems. And so we had to keep working to resolve that to make sure that, again, like this slide I showed you says, the authority has to match the accountability. When you have all of that kind of in your mind, I know that may sound a little convoluted and jumbled, but it'll make more sense once I get into the teaching you how to do the RACI chart. And even if you've seen one of those before, I encourage you to watch this because there are some subtleties to the RACI chart you want to make sure you pay really close attention to. And then the last thing I want you to know is, of course, that things like authority and accountability and responsibility. So the authority and accountability always have to be together in the same person, but responsibility can be separated out. It is also possible that all three could reside in one person. So again, it just depends on the tasks and what's happening and what's not happening. So hopefully this gives you a little bit of a sketch, a little bit of a picture for how to think about structure and how to think about the key words. In the next video, I'm going to show you how to then map out a technique called the RACI chart, and we'll see you there.